Michael Harris live.
You want to be saved? Have you ever wished that you could have a supernatural deliverance from the things that gnaw away at your heart in the dark of the night? Well, my special guest today, Deborah Japong, has gone through that experience and is a Christian and believes that moral agency counts in life, has written a book called The Defilers, long history in this business, a person who's able to operate objectively in the world of journalism without impairing her religious beliefs, and someone who wasn't always the way she is today. So, Deborah, you had a raucous youth, like a lot of us.
Yes.
What was the transition? How were you converted?
Back in 1973, I had finished university, or college, they call it in the United States. And I was leading a pretty self-destructive lifestyle. And one night, I was at a club where the bartender was snorting cocaine in the back room, and he would invite me in to do a few lines with him. And so I hadn't done a lot of cocaine, but it made me feel very confident and like Superwoman. So when he kept inviting me back, I would go back and have some more. And when the place closed down, he invited me to come with him on his drug rounds. So I went with him to various places and continued doing more lines of cocaine. And he said, oh, by the way, that was mescaline you just did. And I thought, oh, fine, because I had had one psychedelic experience about 6 months previously that had been wonderful, where I'd seen this white light, and I thought, oh, there is a love at the center of the universe, and so on. So I thought, this is going to be a similar experience. He took me back to his apartment in Boston's South End, which was an area then, before it was gentrified, where prostitutes and very criminal area.
And where Linda in your book comes from?
Well, she comes from Boston, but not the South End. She comes from Jamaica Plain, and He wanted to be with a woman that night. I was not interested in him as a boyfriend or whatever. So very graciously, he said, well, I'm going to go be with a woman I know right now. So I'll leave you here. Here's a key. And he left me alone in this apartment. And I thought, fine. But then the trip started to become a bad trip. Now, I don't know whether you've ever done these substances, but I mean, this was the most terrifying experience of my life. I really thought I was losing my mind. I was scared that I was going to go running, screaming out into the night. I began to feel like there were evil presences in the room that were trying to take me over. I got a very, very strong sense of evil supernatural presence. And I started to hallucinate, and it was as if I was seeing these...
Are we talking demons?
Well... I was seeing some sort of wraith-like things out of the corner of my eye. I tried to gather up all the evil in the room. I was taking dance lessons then, and I was quite into New Age and magic and things like this. So I thought, I'll gather up the evil, and I'll bring it into the bathroom and put it down in the toilet. I flushed the toilet and went, I was really terrified. And then he had also partly gutted this apartment, so there were piles of rubble, and it was like this evil ooze was creeping from this chaos that was in this environment. And I started to pace and saying out loud, I want to live, because I really felt like I was going to die. And it was 3 o'clock in the morning, and the clock never seemed to move. Time totally had, and I was so terrified. But there was no phone in this place. If I'd gone outdoors, it was dangerous. So I was pacing, and from Sunday school, as a nominal Christian kid, I started to remember psalms and prayers that I had learned in Sunday school. I was amazed that I could even remember them, but the prayers just were pinging off the ceiling. There was nothing happening. I went into this guy's bedroom, and he had all of these boxes of marijuana stems and seeds, you know, mess. And I thought, well, maybe if I clean up the room, oh, and the other thing that happened is I turn on the TV, and at first there were some folk singers playing. I thought, this is, oh, wonderful humanity, you know. And then it switched to a soldier swinging a bayonet around, and he looked like a corpse doing this. It started to freak me out. And then they had a devil, a guy dressed up as the devil who used to introduce the horror movies at night. And he was a silly-looking guy. I'd seen him before, but this time it was the devil. The eyes on this man were so malevolent and hate-filled, and then it leapt out of the TV at me. And I turned the TV off really fast. I mean, I can talk about it now with a smile on my face now, but at the time...
You weren't smiling then.
No, I was really, like, shaking with fright. It was such a freaky, horrible experience. So that's when I started... Oh, I lit a cigarette to try to calm myself down. The end of the cigarette had that same spiteful, malevolent hatred at the end of it, looking... you know, I mean, it was really like a bad horror movie.
You're not Stephen King's sister, are you?
So... Then I was cleaning up the room, and there was a stack of books and newspapers, and this drug dealer read the New York Times, and so here was this picture of a Ku Klux Klan rides again. I mean, I was like, oh, the horror of this world. And I kept taking the stuff out and moving it out of the room, and I came to a book that said, Hey, God, on it. So I started to read this book, and... The pages were turning red. The evil in the room was seething and swelling. I couldn't tell whether the words were actually on the page. They were kind of being read in, like you see on TV when they read in a word, you know, letter at a time. And it was about the adventures of this Italian-American family with the Holy Spirit. Now, like most people of my generation...
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. I'm fascinated with what you're saying, and I don't want to have the... The flow interrupted any worse than I'm going to do right now. We're going to take a break for CFRA News. Just picture yourself in that apartment, folks, surrounded by the powers of evil. You find a book called Hey God, What Happens Next? It's like an unwritten chapter in Debbie's new book, The Defilers. We'll be back with Debbie Japong, 521-8255, *580 on the Bell Mobility System, if you would like to talk to Debbie or me or put a question. Stay with us if you can.